ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot.
That's my focus.
All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You gotta stay focused.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside. Here are Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Week 3 of the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week on the Union County Sports Network. Matt Abrig here, and alongside of me is one Ryan Cook.
Hello, everybody.
Back at it. Gave him first 2 weeks of the season. I gave him off. Decided, you know.
Contract negotiations.
Yes.
You know.
Hold out. You call it what you want. You can call it a holdout. I'll call it, you know, whatever. But two game checks, you were fined. That's okay.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. This is going to be fun.
We are live at Warrior Gymnasium on the campus of Weddington High School for tonight's matchup between Parkwood and Weddington. Week 3 of the Union County High School, or UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Before we get to tonight's game around the county, first really full week that we'll have because of the holiday last week and not everybody played the first week 2 weeks ago. You got Sun Valley and Providence, Marvin's at Catawba Ridge, Porter Ridge at Lincoln Charter, Cuthbertson and South Meck. And I was debating if Weddington didn't play tonight, we would have went over there and saw our old friend,
oh, yeah.
Pete.
Oh, man. Pete
putting up big numbers.
He's putting up big numbers. He's going to have a big senior season.
Forest Hills opening night for them at Kershaw. Piedmont at Butler, Cata at Greystone Academy, and Union Academy plays tomorrow night. And Friday, just so we get this out of the way, Friday I will be at Marvin Ridge, and then we will be back here together next Tuesday for Butler.
Oh, good, good. I'm excited. I hate that it doesn't work out that I'm at the first, you know, at as many games early on, but there are some exciting matchups early on, and I'll be in Asheville for Friday
Is it a coaches versus cancer tournament?
Okay. It is coaches versus cancer. Neat thing, obviously, and it gives the boys and girls are both going to be there, staying in a hotel, and
that'll be good.
It's a fun bonding thing, and it's a great cause. Obviously, it'll be cool. So
Wolfpack coming to tonight's action 0-2 overall, coming off back-to-back losses to Sun Valley. First game was 47-38, then 58-48. They are led by junior guard Cale Starnes, 15 points, 5.5 rebounds, 43% from three. Next to her, junior Peyton Collins, not starting tonight from what I'm told. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 33% from three. Sophomore guard Maddie Owens, 5 assists, 4.5 steals, and Navia Bell, I talked to you before we got on the air, pretty much the Parkwood's lone post player, if you call her that, 7.5 points and 5 rebounds. They are coached by Jesse Boyce.
Well, yeah, and as you mentioned earlier, as we talked off the air, you know, you've seen this Parkwood team. I haven't this year. Now, I've seen the players that were there last year, but yep. They were in a lot different roles
last year.
I mean, they had some big-time players they've lost.
Fassati and Jade Washington, player of the year.
It's a lot of points, a lot of ball handling,
a lot of leadership and experience.
A lot of things. But you haven't seen this Lady Warriors team, and I've seen their game so far. So, you know, it'd be interesting for both of us to get that. But I think based on what you've told me, based on the stats that I've seen, and then now looking out here, some observations, I mean, it's a – clearly a very small Parkwood team.
Yes.
You know, there is some experience in the backcourt, as you mentioned. And it sounds like Miss Starnes is playing really well.
Because if you think about Miss Starnes last year, she was strictly a pass-first point guard because
right.
You had Washington Fassati.
Right.
Now she's got a little more of the scoring load, and she stepped her game up this year.
And that can be very difficult because on this team, when she's suddenly got to be the scorer, the person – then everyone's going to come in putting their best defender on her and game planning for her, and that didn't happen before. So I'll be interested to see what Coach Welch's strategy is defensively on her. And, you know, I was going to say on Collins because, I mean, when you look at the stats, it's definitely very heavy for those two. But as you mentioned, don't know why, but with Collins not starting, what's her role tonight and how will that pan out?
Speaking of Coach Welch, the Warriors coming to tonight's action 1-1 overall, beat Rocky River week 1, 60-38. Then they lost to Audrey Kell, 58-49 last Tuesday. They are led by a host of juniors. Junior wing Madison Motto, 13.5 points. Junior wing Bailey Page, 13.5 points as well. Junior wing Natalie Poole at 8 points. And a freshman guard at 10 points a game, Caroline Clark. Now, you've been praising her in the all summer. You have
right.
mentioned her to me, and I was very excited to to finally see, and I saw some stats. And for a freshman to come in and get 10 points against Audrey Kell and Rocky River to start the season, that's impressive.
Right. I've been on board with her early. I'm going to go on record as saying that. And I just that was just from seeing her play in middle school games. And you don't always know how that's going to translate. And when you look at her, I mean, if you hadn't gotten to look at her before, I mean, she sure doesn't look like much. I mean, she's a –
No, but you know what? Just looking at her the way she is, Katzbach.
Good. How are you?
Kara. The way
okay,
she's
right,
built, 5'5",
right,
5'6".
Doesn't look like much.
No, but I'll tell you what, yes.
She's a competitor, and as you mentioned, getting 10 points at Audrey Kell for a freshman is no little thing. So, hey, buddy, good to see you.
Good luck. Yeah.
That is an impressive thing to go into Audrey Kell and do that. And the thing is that she is a basketball junkie. You know, I mean, you don't get a lot of that in high school girls. I mean, you never know how many per team are going to be like that. This is a kid that goes out and puts in the time separately. She puts in the extra time, not just the required time, and that can really make a difference. But as you mentioned, I mean, Bailey Page and Madison Motto have been scoring the ball well for them early on. Natalie Poole's always a spark defensively if she's got a foul trouble. It is a pretty balanced team. I really think this program's headed the right way. Really, I was there for the Audrey Kell game and felt like they should have won that game. They were in it down to the wire, made some bad plays, bad decisions down the end, and lost that. But, I mean, that's a big step from where they have been.
Was there an addition to the roster over the last 2 weeks? I saw Gabby Parsons was added. Maybe that was just an oversight
when they
uploaded and when Coach Welch sent me the roster.
I believe she's still physically not cleared to play. I don't believe we'll see Ms. Parsons in uniform. I think that was probably just an oversight of adding her on there.
All right, easy enough. We'll take a quick break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Parkwood Weddington back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abraham, Ryan Cook, about to do the starting lineups for the Parkwood Wolfpack and the Weddington Warriors.
Yeah, you know, as we were saying in the earlier pregame, I think it'll be interesting. I think this Parkwood team is a little more two-person heavy in their scoring. And this Weddington team, I think, is a little bit more balanced. And I don't know. Like I said, that defensively, I haven't seen what Parkwood does. I don't know if they might play some zone. I'm trying to think if Rocky River or Audrey Kell played any zone against the Weddington girls. They might not have seen much of that, or if they did, probably not a very good one. I don't know. I'll be interested to see the game plan of both teams and how they get started tonight.
For Parkwood, it'll be Kale Starnes, Brooke Fowler, Navia Bell, Katrina Meyer, and Madison Owen.
Small group.
And over the years, Parkwood has historically had a center, like a true 6-foot post.
Sure,
Yeah,
a bruiser too.
Yeah,
you know, right. They take me back to the Satoris days. You know,
well, they had the older one was on the outside shooting threes. The younger one was on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
For Weddington, it'll be Caroline Clark, Caroline King, Ella Bergman, Natalie Poole, and Madison Motto.
And you know, you've got some pretty good experience there. I mean, it's still a pretty young team, but a lot of these girls who were playing varsity as freshmen. And, they've had their bumps in the road, that's for sure, but they seem to be headed the right way.
Weddington, the home white trimmed in green. Parkwood with the road blue trimmed in black. 8 minutes on the clock, and we'll get week three here underway in just a few seconds.
Yeah, it'd be interesting on Weddington's end, too, not starting Bailey Page tonight. You know, her and Motto are tied for the team high in scoring, and you're not starting out with her, so it'd be interesting to see when we see her tonight as well.
It looks like it will be Motto and Bell jumping center. What do we got here? Yep, Motto and Bell jumping center. Weddington right to left. Parkwood left to right on your internet dial.
I was looking to see what great so Bell's a junior, so she got some experience, but she's going to have her hands full with Madison Motto. Motto's a tough customer out
Tip
there.
Tip in the air, won by the Warriors in the backcourt over to Poole. Natalie with it across to Tyler, right side to King. Caroline, skip pass over to Clark on the block to Motto. Through the lane, the little floater off the glass and good.
He's been really good.
For Madison Motto. Pressure here by Weddington. Starnes across the timeline. Bergman up on her. Weddington going to drop back into there. They're going to go back to the man defense here. Starnes up top between the circles. Right-handed dribble. Trying to get it over to Owen. She does. Guarded by King. Between the circles. Skip pass over to Fowler on that left wing. Cut through is Owen. Now stolen away. Loose ball. Parkwood had it. Now Bergman's got it. Go out of bounds. It'll be Parkwood basketball.
I really like the length that Bergman gives as a guard, and I think that's a tough matchup for Miss Starnes. You know, I think that's a good matchup by Coach Welch going with that.
Into the backcourt. Wolfpack with the basketball. Starnes across the timeline. Guarded by the freshman Clark. Right side with a screen from Bell. They switch into the corner over to Owen. Owen now up top to reset the offense for Coach. With 7:03 to go here in the first, just underway. Weddington up 2-0. Little three-man weave right here. Back to Starnes up top. Clark with her. With a screen. They switch. Motto picks up Starnes. Into the corner to Owen. Pump fake. Madison drive. Hang. Off the window. No good. Rebound kept alive. Motto pulls it down for the Warriors. Over to Clark. Clark across the timeline. Clark on the left wing. Back up top to King. The senior up top. Pool. Rise. Fire. Three. No good. Rebound by Fowler. Brooks got it and she'll push into the front court. A 2-on-3. Fowler going to go right down the lane. Bangs heads with Poole. Hits the deck into the corner. Parkwood still has the basketball. Poole got hit maybe right in the nose.
Oh, is that what? I didn't,
and anybody
I didn't
that gets hit in the nose, your eyes are watering immediately, and you need to come out.
So I didn't. You called it. What happened? I didn't see.
Just
it.
Banged heads on the through on, coming through on the lane on I the drive you. With Starnes, and Starnes seemed to be okay, but she may have gotten Poole right there.
Well, I'll
that'll
tell
bring
you,
in Sydney Citrine.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's Citrine.
Citrine, okay.
I think. But that's exactly what I was going to say. It gives us
well,
the
see, this is why you forfeited 2 weeks of game checks.
to have my
these kids are in
research.
Your school,
so,
sir.
So that's what I was going to say, though. This gives us the opportunity. Is there blood or something? It gives us the opportunity to
there
see
may,
another exciting freshman really young, really early here. This one's going to be a special one as well. Now, she's not as far along in the stats as Caroline Clark is. You know, Caroline Clark is out there already putting up the numbers. But Sydney is, she'll handle the point for the most part while she's out here. She doesn't.
Well, then
that
if she's going to handle the point, that frees up Clark.
Right. I think that's the vision that this program has going forward. Is you got two nice freshman guards. Now what's the delay?
There may be blood on the court. They may have either the hit her in the teeth, bloody lip possibly.
I don't understand though. I would think. I mean, our trainer's right there. You'd think they'd just get it up. I don't.
I saw Coach Austin go out to the refs talking about, and I think they're getting somebody to wipe it up and.
Oh,
here
yeah,
they come.
You're right. Maybe.
I hope they're not going to spray that in their mouth.
They're not doing it over there anywhere.
Disinfected. No, it was right in the lane.
It must be on her.
Is it on her?
Oh,
is it?
No.
Oh, he's
no,
going
he
out.
He is going out there. He had to make sure.
They hit
right
in
there.
The lane, and then Starnes went into the corner.
Hey, look at this famous guy that walked in.
Louise.
Coach
Mr. Capone.
Mr. State Champion. Huh?
Mr. Playoff Beard. It's like the NHL.
He is decked in black over there. Black hat. His beard looks dark. He's got the black. I mean, black shoes, black sweats, black whatever. Anyways, this. I think the vision of this program hinges on these good young freshman guards for Weddington, with Citrin being the point guard, and with Clark being a little bit more off guard. Again, I'm confused as to what the big delay is. like if I'm Parkwood, I'm probably a little bit annoyed.
It's blood on the court, Coach. Like, I mean, that's all it is.
Is it? It's just taking kind of a long time. Like, I mean,
you got somewhere to go?
No,
because we have a game after this. You understand?
If I had a starter injured, I would love this delay.
Oh,
right
sure,
now,
I know you're
I mean?
Right.
Like,
yes,
I'd be stalling all I could, but.
So Citrin in, and Natalie and Poole out.
Be excited to see how this backcourt does here. They've been playing together quite a bit in the first couple games.
Now, you know the 8th grade and the junior high level. They play together in the backcourt in the 7th and 8th grade?
Well, only 8th.
Okay.
Sydney moved in as an 8th grader.
Gotcha.
I can't
right.
remember where from. I should. You know what? New Jersey, I believe. New Jersey, folks.
Fowler into the backcourt. Parkwood gets it into Owen across the timeline. Right-handed dribble. Now switches over. King up on her. Left wing to Meyer. Cut through. Owen on the block. Up glass. No. Rebound by Motto's got it. Over to Bergman. Ella. Gets it over to Clark. Clark across the timeline, right wing. Citrin with it. Bounce pass up top, Bergman. Thought about the three, throws it out of bounds off of Meyer. It'll stay Warrior ball.
If I'm Coach Welch, I'm wanting them to drive that, move that ball around until they get something good in the basket or drive it. I'm not settling for threes right now, except anytime Caroline Clark is open for three, I'm saying that's a good shot.
Bergman will trigger right in front of the Wolfpack bench to our left.
Looks like they're going 2-3 zone right now.
Up top to Clark. Rise, fire from about 15. Back of the iron, no good. Another board for Motto. Goes straight up with it, and it's good.
She didn't realize it at first. She's going to have a big night at this rate.
4-0, Warriors. Owen, skip pass over to Meyer. Meyer may have gotten away with a double dribble right there, but they didn't call it.
I don't think that's a...
Citrin off of her foot, out of bounds, it'll stay. No, off of Parkwood, it'll stay Warrior ball.
I don't think she was still trying to get possession. I think she had possession.
In the NFL, we call it the holy roller. You just kind of tip it down. Peyton Collins in for the first time tonight for the Wolfpack. Bergman to Clark. Right side to Citrin. Sydney going to drive. Skip pass over to King. Carolina three. Missed everything. Throws it off. Clark throws it off of Owen. Heads up play there.
Yeah.
By the freshman.
Good hustle play. I'm not liking the outside shots right now. I think they're going to get layups if they.
King inbounds it to Citrin. Citrin with it. Down the lane. The lefty up. No good. Rebound her own shot. Back up top to Clark. Now to Motto. Dribble drive down the lane. The teardrop is
good.
Motto with six.
Yes. And three rebounds already.
It's Madison Motto six. Parkwood nothing. Timeout Parkwood with 5:06 to go. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Yeah, see, I think that's a good timeout by Coach Boyce there. I think that you can't let this go too far at a shutout. There's just really nothing looking good for Parkwood right now. You know,
the way they've gotten in the lane, but Weddington's so much bigger.
Yeah, they
than
are.
Them.
I just don't think they're gonna have a lot of success there. And there's almost no fight at all on the defensive end. I feel like
they're giving the rebounds, not even going for them, and just falling back.
Right. And Motto's kind of just literally like they're not even.
And Weddington's not shooting well from the outside. We've seen two air balls.
The only thing that slowed Weddington down at all is that they're shooting outside shots. I mean, if they didn't take those two shots, it'd probably be 10-0. You know. So
Parkwood ball. Fowler will trigger it for the Wolfpack underneath the Warrior basket, in and out of the hands of Owen.
And
it's back to Weddington.
As a coach, that absolutely burns you. I mean,
coming out of the timeout,
you do that. Oh, boy.
You're not focused. Bergman will trigger it for the Warriors. Motto going to go baseline. Little floater again. Eight. Madison with eight. She's got all of Weddington's points to start this first quarter. More pressure here by the Warriors.
This is trouble. Yeah, that's going to be trouble.
It'll stay Parkwood ball. Eva Creech coming in for the first time tonight.
A little. He moved into a 2-2-1 rather than a 1-2-1-1 here.
Ashley Creech, excuse me. Twins tonight. They inbound it to Starnes. Pressure here. Starnes across the timeline, dribbles past everybody, and fouled by Clark.
Yep.
Collins will trigger it right in front of us for the Wolfpack into the front court to Starnes, guarded by Clark, the freshman. Starnes wanted to take that three, just didn't pull the trigger. Collins drive. Lost it on the way up. Loose ball taken away. Motto's got it. Over to Clark. The freshman looks up. Bergman on the top left. Back up top to Clark. Back to Bergman left wing. In the corner. Ella no good. That's three air balls we've seen.
All three threes have been air balls.
Creech with the rebound for Parkwood over to Collins. And she'll bring it up. Peyton across the timeline. Guarded by Motto. Kick left side over to Owen. Back up top to Starnes. Kale. Drive. Lost it on the way up. Citrine with it. The left-handed freshman, left side to King. Skip pass to Clark, opposite side. A three for Caroline, no good. Rebound by Meyer. Stolen away. Back, Weddington, another loose ball. Clark's got it. Needs help. Motto on the cut through. Shot blocked, but a foul is called. Foul's going to be on Ashley Creech.
That looked pretty clean to me. 3:50
to go here, and it's 8-0. And Madison Motto has all of the Warrior points.
And looking for more.
Motto up and good.
My goodness.
It's hard to say, is she right-handed or left-handed the way she shoots?
She is right-handed.
Almost with both behind the basketball.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Outstanding goalie on the soccer team.
Right.
Up and good. She has 10. Comes in the night averaging 13 and a half. She's got 10 in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, man,
Starnes across the timeline. Kale, drive, hang. The floater, no good. Rebound by.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Maybe.
No, we're good.
Okay, there we go.
Loose feet.
Well, we didn't
Sinks broadcast.
Any, didn't miss any scoring.
No, we did not. It's still 10-0. Thank you.
Yes. We had a steal by Starnes and a two-on-one, but a missed layup by Collins, I believe.
3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Right side, high post to Motto. Motto, Madison off the no good. Rebound by Owen.
That seemed like a foul to me.
Madison, Owen will bring it up. Owen across the timeline, guarded by Clark. Now to Meyer, near side to Collins, right in front of us. Peyton going to dribble drive. Knocked out of bounds. It will be Parkwood basketball.
Good call.
There we go. Okay.
I was going to say, did we
got
do it?
No, we're good. Okay. Collins will trigger it with 2:40 to go for the Wolfpack. Down 10-0. Going to go all the way out top to Meyer. Hands off to Starnes. Starnes with it. Dribble drive. Hang. Shot. Glass. Too strong. Another rebound by Motto. Looks up. King on a break. Caroline into the corner. Skip up top back to Motto from 15. No good. Clark throws it off of Collins. And it will be
Weddington
basketball.
Wow, yeah, some real offensive woes for this Parkwood team right now.
Kennedy Corzar's in up or down?
Up. I didn't hear. I couldn't hear anything. Could be my ears. Nice pass.
Through the lane, Bergman blocked, but she's fouled, and Ella will go to the line for two.
That was a good inbound play and a good find. That foul's on Collins, her first.
2:17 to go here in the first. 10-0. Well, I should say Motto leads Parkwood 10-0.
Yes, she does, but it could be broken right here.
Bergman at the line, up and good.
There we go.
The combination of Motto and Bergman have outscored Parkwood 11-0.
So, Matt, what do you think about the foul rule change? Do you like it?
It's a little confusing.
Yeah.
Second one, no good. I know the first two games I did, Porter Ridge and Union Academy and then Sun Valley Parkwood, Starnes a three, no good. Rebound goes right to Motto. People running the scorebook were a little confused.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people don't know.
On the block to Clark. Lost
Fans
it. Loose ball. Stolen away by Owen. Fans don't know. You're absolutely right. Up top. Back up top to Owen. Left wing over to Starnes. Now between the circles. Kale with it. With a minute 45 to go in the first.
Hey, Weddington hasn't subbed other than Natalie Poole, have they?
Starnes. Drive, and we've got an offensive foul call. Moving screen, I believe. It will be against Ashley Creech.
That's her second. Weddington hadn't subbed other than that Natalie Poole injury, right?
Yeah.
Parkwood's had a couple.
Timeout, Coach Welch and the Warriors with a minute 37 to go. We'll keep it right here, 11-0, Weddington, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Back to your question. It's a little confusing. I knew it was coming, but I didn't really think about it until that first game. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Right.
And I know a lot of the scorekeepers running the scoreboard and the scorebook had to get used to it the first 2 weeks that I saw.
Sure. I don't know. I mean, I'm just like the old school guy that doesn't like change. You know, I'm like, why change
the game? Oh, I agree with you, yes. Well, what is it? What's the benefit? Have they said, like,
so this
why
is
the change?
Only thing I've heard, and this isn't even talking to high, this is only literally college basketball message boards that I've heard. The only theory.
He's a message board guy.
The only theory
IU rules
is that it's the defense should be getting penalized for the play, for the foul.
Okay.
And that by fouling the team and them only shooting 1-1, you're really penalizing the offense on like what could have been a two-point play. You know what I mean? That's reaching. I'm not saying I agree with that, but it's like they're saying it's like rewarding the defense in a way when they're making them shoot 1-1. I don't know. Not saying my opinion.
Clark, a three on the way, no good. Rebound by Collins. Peyton looks for help, throws it to nobody into the backcourt. Weddington now on the ground. It'll be Weddington basketball. Fowler back in from Parkwood. Starnes will get a breather.
That said, I don't like it.
I think
having to get five fouls in a quarter is awful tough to do. I think I like the pressure of 1-1 for a while. I mean, I don't know.
Left wing over to Bergman. Ella, a three, no good. Rebound by Collins. Peyton brings it up herself. Splits the defenders. Drive, coast to coast, up and good. Breaks the streak. It's 11-2, Weddington.
Yeah, Weddington's got to do a lot better job of stopping the ball.
Left side over to Citrin. Back up top to Bergman. Pass Meyer into the corner. Citrin a three, no good. Rebound her own shot. The lefty lost it on the way up, out of bounds. It'll stay. Warrior basketball as Emerson Townsend will check in.
Yeah, Weddington's actually shooting the ball very poorly.
Besides Motto, and everything is
right.
Hers point blank range.
And that's the thing, because I'm saying shooting. I mean, granted,
yeah,
she has shot the ball, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
You know, like anything outside of
7 feet.
Teardrop.
Clark will trigger it for the Warriors. 43.9 to go in the first. Citrin with it up top. Now to King. Lost her dribble. Needs help. May have gotten away with a travel, but she threw it away either way. Turnover, Parkwood basketball.
Yeah, I mean, they're letting Parkwood somewhat stay in this game, but, you know, they're not really.
No, they're not taking advantage of what they've had, the turnovers. Starnes across the timeline. Starnes with it. Dribble into the corner. Fowler along three, no good. So Owen, no good. Rebound put back by Starnes. 11-4.
That might get her game going a little bit.
Left side to Clark. Quickly down the lane. Caroline, no good. Rebound by Townsend on the block. Emerson up. Glass.
Oh, nice.
That's a good rebound
move.
Putback.
That is a solid, strong move squaring up there.
5-4-3. Starnes splits the defenders and a foul was called with 1.3 seconds to go.
Got to call that. But it doesn't really hurt you with, I mean, they're not shooting.
Owen will trigger it right in front of us. Townsend going to impede her vision. They get it to Starnes. Kale into the corner. No, and at the end of one quarter of play, Weddington 13, Parkwood 4. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, Matt Aberg. Ryan Cook, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. One quarter in the books. Warriors up 13-4, and it could be a lot worse.
It really could. I mean, the story of that quarter is Madison Motto with 10 of the 13 points. But Weddington really, you know, missed a lot of shots, took some bad shots, and Parkwood's really struggling. So
Parkwood with the basketball. Collins with it up, moving left to right into the front court between the circles. Right wing gives it off to Owen, guarded by Bergman. Now back to Collins on the baseline, guarded by Clark. The flow to the glass, no good. Rebound kept alive off of Citrin's head and out of bounds. It'll be Wolfpack basketball.
Oh, we got Bailey Page into the game.
Bailey Page, I didn't see her. All right, Page in for the first time tonight. Fowler will trigger it for the Wolfpack. Starnes on the cut through, right side. Kick it out to Collins, a three. No good. Rebound by Townsend. Doing a good job the last two possessions is rebounding the basketball.
She is. She's a good, solid athlete.
Citrin, the lefty freshman.
Oh, look under the basket. Look under the
Lost
basket.
Lost it. Girl. Loose ball on the ground. Page has got it. Now no one has it. Now everyone has it, and it's a jump ball.
Man, there's another opportunity that should have been a layup for Weddington, you know. But yeah, I think that Emerson Townsend is a really nice athlete. She's really built well. You know, I mean, she's strong. She's long.
Well, just she's more aggressive this year than I saw her last year.
She's aggressive. Now, she can get her foul trouble pretty quick. But
Citrin inbounds to Page on the left wing. Bailey, spin, loose ball. Kick underneath to Townsend. Stolen away. It's Meyer. Meyer's got it for Parkwood. Meyer going to drive. Tries to low it off underneath to Starnes. Stolen away by Page. Over to Clark. Caroline with it. Back to Page. Page, top of the key, down the lane. Another teardrop is good.
Yeah, see, right now, Bailey Page ought to be taking Madison Motto's role. Like, she ought to be getting those buckets right there that Madison Motto was getting.
How long before we see Navy and Bell in for Parkwood?
I don't know.
Fowler, drive, kick, no. Rebound by Bergman.
Is there anything going on there that you know of? Did she start before?
She started against against Sun Valley the first game. Shot no good. Rebound, Starnes wants to push. Bounce pass, Fowler up glass, no.
Oh,
left
my.
It short, rebound by Page. Citrin with it across the timeline. Back
Parkwood's
up top to Page.
Start capitalizing on these layups.
Bailey going to drive. Owen up under glass. Good.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think they're going to have an answer for Bailey Page. I mean, they didn't have an answer for Motto, now not Page.
17-4 with 6:12 to go here in the second. Collins drive, hang shot, no, but she's fouled, and Payton will go to the line to earn them. Foul's going to be on Citrin.
That is her first.
6:07 to go here in the second, 17-4. Collins up and no good.
Just really, really an offensive struggle for the Wolfpack tonight.
Cazares in for the second time tonight. Kennedy Cazares, the senior. Collins with the bright pink shoes up and good. 17-5. Warriors lead.
And those 5 points are between Collins and Starnes, the two leading scorers. Oh.
Underneath, throws it out of bounds, trying to get it inside to Bergman. Turnover, Parkwood ball. 5:58 to go here. A little bit of pressure here by the Warriors. Collins with it. Across the timeline with a dribble drive. Between the circles, nobody stops her. Hang, shot, glass, no, but she's fouled. It'll be on Page. Motto in, King in.
Not a bad start by the girl sitting to my right here.
No, not at all.
Focus on your game, girls.
Motto and King in, Citrine out, along with Townsend out, with 5:48 to go here. Can I say hi to the podcast? Coach Boyce, if she makes it, is on a full timeout. We'll keep it right here as always. Up and good, there it is. Timeout Parkwood, 17-7 with 5:48 to go here. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Yeah, so, you know, now this would be interesting. If you're Weddington, you got a little bit of a slower lineup in, but you've got a bigger lineup in, obviously. And the thing that Parkwood hadn't been able to even, you know, give any resistance to is that little inside game that Motto has had and that Page has had. Now you got them in there together. We'll see how that works out. Now, I think they work pretty well together, you know, and if they will do that, I think they'll be awful tough on that end for Parkwood. But you know, in my opinion, Weddington's got to stop taking kick. She's the one that keeps doing it?
Yes.
Oh, go figure.
There's a reason why we didn't ask her back this year.
We need to make her famous here, or infamous on air.
Apologies for that.
And Page makes both free throws.
18-7. 19-7 with 5:09 to go here in the second.
Yep.
Page and Starnes battle, and foul will be on Bailey Page.
And that's her second. That's a little bit of trouble, and you got two on King as well. And they're leaving them both in. I mean, I don't know if I like that in this stage.
Up top to Meyer. Excuse me, that's Isabel Delacalli in for Parkwood tonight. Starnes up top. Clark on her with a screen from Delacalli. Starnes going to work that right side. Drive, pull up from 10. No good. Rebound by Motto. Stolen away. Nope, Motto's got it back.
That's 7 rebounds for Motto.
Navy Abell in for the first time I see. On the block, Page, up and good.
That's easy. You
gotta
get
better.
The
defense got lost on that one, that's for sure.
You got to get back there. That's a nice entry pass.
Go sideline, Caroline.
4:30 to go here. Loose ball stolen away by King. King throws it ahead of Clark. Too hot to handle, out of bounds, turnover. Parkwood basketball.
Another one that should have been a layup there. Oh, and there goes
Bell comes out.
Bell right back out.
Grace Marble in for the first time tonight.
Oh. All right. So
Citrine in and Clark out.
Yeah. That's her first break of the game.
There we go. Cross, they get it to Fowler. Pressure here.
Don't foul. You don't want to foul.
Starnes with it across the timeline. Almost got a 10-second call. On the block, Marvel, short, rebound by Motto. Over to Page.
Those are layups.
Page will bring it up right to left. Page, drive right down the lane. Nobody stops her up and good.
And that's 10 points for Bailey Page off the bench. Ties Motto like that.
Motto with 10. Page with 10. Team with 23. Loose ball. Della Colli goes out of bounds. It'll stay. Parkwood ball. Peyton Collins back in.
You got to be careful if you're Bailey Page. She's got two fouls and she came charging up there. I think this is where I might have her out of the game.
3:55 to go here. 23-7, Weddington. Apologies for the technical difficulties. Some senior to my left with big feet kept knocking the power out. Back up top to Collins. Peyton skipping to the corner. That's Meyer. Back up top to Della Colli. Now to Starnes. High post to Marvel. Now to Peyton Collins. Rise, fire, three, short. Rebound goes to Citrine. Sydney with it, going to push. And steps up top. King back on the block to Page. Stolen away. Collins is with it. Good, 3:13 to go here.
Motto's first. And they are in the two shots the rest of the half, five team fouls.
Again, the new rule, if you want to explain it, feel free.
Well,
so there's no more one and one.
No more one and one, and instead of being seven fouls for that one and one, it's five fouls a quarter to get to two shots. And there is no one and one, as you said.
Collins up and front end, no good. Rebound by Townsend.
Yeah, she's done a good job.
Over to Bergman. Ella with it, and she'll push.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Shot on the way, up and good for Bailey Page. Was it a three or a two?
That is a two. It's
two, a long two.
Yes.
25-8. Across the timeline to Della Colli. Left side over to Meyer. Into the corner. Peyton Collins, a three. No good. Rebound by Bergman. Ella with it. She'll push into the front court. Top of the key, right wing. Citrine, drive, hang, shot, glass. No. Too strong. Loose ball. Bergman got it back for Weddington. King with it up top. Caroline down the lane. No good. Rebound by Bergman. Has it go off of King out of bounds. It'll be Parkwood basketball.
I think, Starnes is tired. They're getting her out of the game now. She just kind of stopped.
Fowler in for the to replace her.
Now, this is danger time, though, because with Weddington pressing, I mean, Starnes has been the only thing getting them through.
Owen may be able to Fowler across the timeline right to us. And she is fouled by Emerson Townsend.
Yeah, she kind of – that's been Townsend's one of her problems is that she just really gets in it. And you're getting kind of a mocking cheer, I guess, but the foul count is 6-1. Like, I don't know. Is that what you're kind of laughing at?
Yes, and also the whole, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah. When she, like, hits her hard.
She didn't just fall down into the scorer's table. So, first one up for Fowler, no good. Brosterhouse in for the first time tonight.
But, yeah, the foul count's actually 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-4 in favor of Parkwood.
We don't go by that anymore.
Right.
You know, so Fowler up and good on that one, the rattler.
And I'm not to say that they don't deserve that. I think that Weddington's pressing a lot and being very physical, you know.
25-9, King across the timeline. Caroline with it up top. Gets past Owen, left side over to Citrine. Citrine with it, left hand. On the high post, throws it away to Marvel. Up top, back to Fowler, lost her dribble. Gets it to Collins. 2:03 to go in the half. Peyton Collins with it up top. Citrine on her. Hands off to Fowler. Left wing over to Meyer, back up top to Collins. Peyton with it. On the block to Marvel. The dribble tied up by King. Loose
ball.
Gets it back to Owen. The little floater is no good. Rebound battle with Brosterhouse. Can't save it. goes off of Fowler, out of bounds. Weddington that, ball, Clark back in.
I thought that was really good help by King down there on the block. I think that was a jump ball.
Yeah, she doubled down. Yeah. They just didn't call it. Yeah. Typically in girls, they call it just
they call it almost too quick usually, right? Now, again, I would have King out of the game with two fouls right now to end this half, but she's made it so far.
King across the timeline.
Ah, a little bit of a zone for Parkwood.
Left side to Clark, high post. They get it to Page. Loose ball on the ground. Now again.
There's a jump ball when I don't know that it was.
Collins and Page jump it up.
Yeah, I don't know that that should have been. But
you know, this is the third school I've been to 3 weeks in a row where the possession error is not working
that,
for anybody.
The ghetto box.
The
up
same.
There.
He did the same thing with Porter Ridge. Yeah. Oh, and across the timeline, left wing. Three on the way. Glass no good. Rebound put back is good by Fowler.
Yeah, it's just not a good job boxing out by the freshman there.
Or it was a good job by Fowler with a box out. Page up top with it.
Oh, my.
Throws it away. Collins with it for Parkwood. Payton wants to push under a minute to go. Payton, drive, hang, shot, glass, no. Rebound by Brosterhaus. Jump ball first. They're going to call before Coach Welch got the timeout call.
I thought he should have gotten a timeout. I don't know. Maybe they, maybe not. Maybe not.
You know, this is the first game that we've done in a long time. We hadn't had anything to say about the refs before the game started.
Right, which I could have for two of these guys.
Yes, these two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Not necessarily positive.
No, you said that I didn't. I'm just a mere, you know, broadcaster. Left wing to King. 40 seconds to go. Skip pass cross court to Page. Bailey goes baseline. Double team, skips it in the corner. Back up top to King. High post to Brosas, thrown away. Stolen away by Meyer. Loose ball, stolen back by Weddington. Brosterhaus up to Bergman. Ella's got it. Ella, skip into the top, and a kick ball is called with 22.4 seconds to go.
Good call getting Starnes back in here. She has no fouls, 22 seconds and a half.
Kale back in. Brosterhaus will trigger it.
This zone is really giving them trouble so far, giving Weddington trouble so far.
And it's a very short zone.
Yeah.
You know,
it shouldn't be that big a deal. Going maybe high, low.
King, careful on the over and back. Clark into the corner. Page a three. Good.
It is rolling.
The Larry Bird hit both hit the back of the rim twice.
I'm telling you, it is rolling for her tonight.
Starnes with it. Across the timeline. Three. Sees the clock. Kale's going to drive underneath. Marvel up and good at the buzzer. 28-13 at the half. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com. Game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half. In just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're at halftime between Parkwood and Weddington girls. Warriors up 28-13. Coach, scoring-wise, what do we got?
Well, for the Weddington team, it was definitely the tale of two different quarters as far as we know. Motto started off with the first 10 points of the game, but then she hadn't scored since. But then when Paige came in off the bench, she scored 15. So, you know, I mean, coming off the
And then
the
Bergman's
bench,
got the other three?
And oh, Bergman has one and Townsend,
oh,
two.
Oh, right, okay.
And they do look similar out there right. A little bit, I think, with their build and stuff. But, yeah, so you only got four scorers, and really it's Page and Motto leading away with 15 and 10. And then for the Wolfpack, you've got not a lot of scoring. I mean, off the bench again, Peyton Collins with six. Starnes only with two, coming in averaging
13.
Fowler.
No, Starnes was averaging 15. Collins with 13.
And only 2 points. Yeah. I mean, eight between the two of them. Marvel with two and Fowler with three. So Parkwood's got to get it going offensively.
Parkwood with the basketball to start the second half as Owen across the timeline. And looks like they're going to start with Marvel.
And they're going
to
face guard. They're face guarding Starnes.
Shot on the way by Fowler. No good. Rebound by King.
They're playing a sort of a junk defense here, which I like.
Right wing over to Bergman into the corner to Clark. Caroline lost her dribble. Now up top. High post. Blocked. To Motto, blocked by Owen. Underneath to Page, up and no good. Rebound goes back to Motto, who needs to get out of the lane. And yeah, Fowler is, oh, they're going to call a foul first.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Miss Fowler also had some choice words to say. She wasn't happy about that.
Yeah.
That's two on Caroline Clark. So they're playing a box. They're playing a box and one here with Clark picking up Starnes full court and everybody else back here. And that's gonna throw things off for Parkwood. I'll be interested to see if they're prepared for this. Yeah, they're not, because coach isn't sure. They're not calling anything for.
Owen will bring it up right to left for the I almost said Rebels. For the Wolfpack. For years they were the Rebels.
I know.
Up top to Starnes, guarded by Clark. Kale.
Yeah.
Off the hands of Meyer, out of bounds. Now, out of bounds.
I love the chess match here, because I think it was great for Coach Boyce going to that zone that really gave Weddington trouble, and we'll see if they're ready for it this half, which I'm going to give them I'm going to assume that they are going to be. Benefit of the doubt, they're going to be ready. But then Coach Welch came out with a different defense, a box and one here, and I don't know that Parkwood knows an answer for that.
Marvin Ridge girls win tonight, 83-21.
Ugh.
Over Catawba Ridge.
Wow.
Into the corner. Bergman, a long two, no good. Rebound goes out to Page. Bailey spin through the lane. The teardrop gets the roll and good.
Wow, 17.
6:50 to go here, 30-13.
Now there's back to man-to-man.
Up top, Creech.
Wing. She's out of the game.
Collins, a three on the way, no good. Rebound by Motto. Up to Clark. Caroline, head up, looks, he's King. Drive, hang, no, but she's fouled. And Caroline King will shoot two.
And, okay, so I missed it. Parkwood took Starnes out, but she's coming back in, right? So he must have talked to her about what to do against a box and one, I'm thinking.
I think they put Creech in for her. We must have missed that substitution.
That. 24, so Owen's got her first foul.
Shot up on the way for King is good.
And that's her first point of the game. Looking to make it her second with Starnes back in. So we'll see if they're back to the box.
So they're going Marvel out. So again, Marvel was a good 5'8", 5'7". Now they've gotten five fives across the board.
Yeah.
Up and good on the second one for Miss King.
Both those looked really nice and smooth for Caroline.
32-13. Starnes across the timeline.
Up
on Clark on her.
Oh, man.
They're going to say that's on Clark.
Oh, wow. That's just not – that's not a good call.
Well
– that's not a good call.
Coach Welch not happy with that.
No, and that's third – that's a third on Clark.
Creech will trigger it. Going to go skip pass near side. Off of Page, out of bounds. It'll stay. Parkwood ball.
Yeah, now they got to be careful. I'd switch Clark off the box here because she's got three fouls. I'd get
Collins a three. Glass, no good. Rebound by Page. And a jump ball is called between her and Starnes. And Coach Welch is still looking for that explanation.
Wow.
Clark out. Citrine in. And I'm going to go back here, and probably you and I are the only people that remember her. Citrine, the way she's built.
Yeah.
Leanna Heinbach.
Yeah. And a little bit of a reddish.
Yes, the red hair. But just as far as the way she's a point guard, from what I've seen tonight, more distributor first.
Yeah.
Who's one of the better point guards to come through this Weddington program since day one.
Yeah.
6:04 to go here in the third, 32-13. Warriors up, Parkwood with the basketball. Up top to Owen. Madison Owen with it. Left wing over to Meyer. Into the corner. Collins pump fake. Baseline. The 10-footer. No. Rebound put back by Creech. No good. Another one by Creech. No good.
Oh,
gets a rebound a third time. Back
happen.
Up top to Meyer. Now to Collins. Pump fake. And she's fouled by Motto. And that's a good call, Madison. You got to move your feet.
I didn't see. I was writing down on that.
She got beat and instead lowered her shoulder.
That's her second foul. And
Townsend in, Madison Motto out.
Which, I mean, and Emerson's really giving good minutes off the bench. The coaches are telling her, you did foul her, you know.
Starnes with it. Citrine on her between the circles. A screen from Collins. Now to Collins. Peyton, a three. Gets the roll.
Yep, that's who you don't want to let shoot.
32-16 with 5:25 to go. Near side to Bergman. Saves it from going out of bounds. Right in front of the Warrior bench. Back up top to King. Caroline spin between the circles. On the block to Townsend. Matt cut through his King and jump ball is called.
I agree. Good job, buddy. Yep, Parkwood's still fighting. They've actually lost a point in since halftime. They're down 16 now, but it seems like they're in it more.
Collins baseline. Shot, glass, good.
She's definitely into it more.
Under 5 minutes to go in the third, 32-18.
That's 11 for Collins.
Citrine up top, Page, pump fake, Bailey, drive, hang, glass, good, and the foul. Bucket is good, and Bailey Page will go to the line for the bonus. Ball's going to be on Collins.
That's her third.
She'll come out immediately and be replaced by Cazares.
And they probably can't afford that right now. I mean, she's got 11 points.
She's starting to heat up a little bit.
Yeah.
Being more aggressive, at least offensively,
for
the Wolfpack. Page up and good.
Yeah, I would say that Miss Page has responded off the bench well tonight.
34-18 as Owen will bring it up for the Wolfpack right to left across the timeline. High post to Creech, loose ball, back up top, Starnes has got it. Kale drive, hang shot, glass. No, rebound by Creech. Back into the corner to Owen. Madison has called for steps. Nope, I'm sorry, carrying the ball first. And watching her the first game of the year, she does that.
Yeah.
The way she, her hand just gets under the ball when she's trying to, like a hesitation move.
I feel like Starnes does that a lot.
I don't disagree with you, but they don't call that on her.
Yeah.
Clark back in for Weddington. Left side to Citrine. High post. Townsend. Now to Page. Bailey a three. Long. Rebound put back by Bergman is there.
Got to back box out better. Got to box out better than that. Good
37-18. Starnes gets past Citrine at the free.
Got to help. Got to step up and help.
Skip into the corner. Off of Weddington. It'll stay. Parkwood ball.
I heard him behind us, and that's KJ Youngin.
Back up top to Meyer. Now to Creech. Meyer top of the key. Dribble drive left side. Nobody there. Going to bring it up back up top. Back up top again. Meyer with 3:50 to go here.
Yeah, I don't think Parkwood knows what to do with Starnes out of the game. I mean,
she's not. She's taken out of the game by Clark.
Right. And she got to watch out. She's pushing.
Underneath, off the glass, no good. Blocked by Citrine.
And Page with the rebound.
Page looks up. Townsend on a break. And it goes out of bounds off of Starnes. It'll be Weddington ball.
Parkwood's
In your years of coaching, you've seen all kinds of junk defenses when they were throwing them at Stephanie Watts.
Sure.
You got to set picks for her,
double
screens, get her open if she's all you got.
Yeah.
Clark a three. No good. Rebound by Townsend. Put back is no good. Rebound again. This time Starnes has got it for Parkwood. Kale wants to push. Kale. And a foul is called. It'll be on Clark.
That'll be four on her. That was
3:18 to go here. 37-18.
That's four on her, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to get her out in the third quarter with four.
Into the corner. On the way, a long three. No good there by Corsiers. Rebound by Citrine. Citrine with it. Left wing to Clark. Rise, fire, three. No good. That may have been just a, I want to match this one.
Yeah.
Back up top. Weddington with the basketball. Citrine, pump fake, drive underneath to Townsend, and a jump ball is called. A lot of frustration going on right now
for
Parkwood.
I think Coach Welch is pretty heated.
Clark coming out, I believe. King in. Motto out. Excuse me. Motto in. Page is out. Clark does have four, correct?
Yes, really struggling from the field. I promise you haven't seen her, but she can shoot. She's having a tough night.
Getting chippy underneath here between Citrine and Cazares. On the block to Townsend up, no good. Rebound, Townsend again, put back, no. And it's blocked out of bounds. It will stay Warrior basketball with 2:50 to go. King will trigger it again. Into the far corner to Bergman. Ella, a three. No good. Motto, put
it's
back.
Like a pass.
And the bucket. You're right. Not a three. Not a three.
It was a pass.
It was a
pass. Who was that on? Number 11.
Cazares.
Yeah, her first. So Motto's first point since her quick start, but she now has 12 looking for 13.
Davis in for the first tonight for Parkwood. Kenley Davis checked in. Motto at the line for the bonus. No good. Rebound by Citrine. Back up top to Motto. Madison. And a foul is called on Starnes.
That's her first.
2:37 to go. 39-18. That's Starnes' first. Into the corner to Citrine. Warriors with it. Back up top to King. Caroline with it, guarded by Starnes. Left side, left dribble. Back on that wing. Citrine to Motto. A pull-up, 18-footer, no good.
Yeah, I'm not sure
Townsend, oh, sorry, Bergman, putback is good.
Yes, they're really getting a lot of points off offensive rebounds, the Warriors are.
41-18 with 2:12 to go here in the third.
We're getting ready to see Bell for only the second time in the game. I was going to ask about her again.
Starnes, drive, hang, shot, layup is good. Kale hit the deck.
Four for her.
King up, shot, glass, no, rebound, Motto. Putback, no, into the corner. A three, got it! Citrine. Meyer across the timeline.
I got Motto for 12 rebounds now.
Up top, they get it over to Creech. Creech, back up top. Left side to Meyer, rise, fire, three, no. Rebound, Motto, number 13.
I got 13.
And she'll push across the timeline. Left side to Bergman. Back to Motto, rise, fire, three, got it.
Whoa. Man. Someone's hair's down too far? Oh.
47-20.
I think he means hers, but I don't know what. Is there a rule? I don't know.
Starnes with it up top, hands off to Creech. Left wing to Meyer. High post, Marvel from 15, no good. Rebound by Creech, put back is good. Ashley Creech for two.
I didn't.
Stolen away. Creech with it. Stolen back by Motto. Madison with it. Drive. The little teardrop. The glass. No good. Rebound by Parkwood. Townsend then rips it away. Bounce pass to Citrine. Off her leg out of bounds. Parkwood basketball.
I didn't know there was any rule to that. What I'd like to know what the rule is. Like,
Bonnie Shelton comes in, and that's who we're referring to. Is long hair, then she's got to get it up into a bun.
I'm super curious to know the rule.
Well, if
like,
you look at Bailey Page's, got it. That's mid back.
Is there
I don't
literally
know.
Like a cutoff? Like I'd like to know.
And he's
like,
watching too. He's making sure. Timeout on the floor with 32 seconds to go in the third. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook. We'll keep it right here. Talk more about girls' hair.
I am. So,
I agree
so,
with you.
So my first thing is usually those types of rules are for safety. I'm
yeah,
putting
of
in
course,
air quotes,
yeah.
right? And so I'm trying to think of why the safety issue there, unless would it
yes,
be for her own
the way
safety?
It swings?
Or, well, I don't
it
know.
Could hit somebody in the eye? I mean,
maybe, but then like, what's the difference on whether, like, I've just never heard that was any kind of rule. Like, I just wonder what
we would
the
need clarification.
Is. I'm going to ask someone at some point. I just want to know, like, what's the what would the measurement be?
Here's the problem. You're going to ask him to measure it?
Right.
You know what I mean? If you want to get into a measuring match.
Maybe it's, I mean, I don't know.
No pun intended, but like.
It's past her waistline.
I mean.
So,
all three girls right there, ponytails mid-back.
So, like Bergman's goes down to the bottom of her number.
Right.
And Bailey's page does.
Right.
But it.
Caroline's does, Clark's does too, and I'm sorry, King's does as well, mid-back.
It must be the belt line. Yeah,
Well, 22 seconds to go, or 25 seconds to go here in the third. Parkwood down, 47-22, Starnes with the basketball for the Wolfpack. Up top to Collins between the circles. 3-2 zone here
yeah,
now for Wedding
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, I like it, switching and confusing.
Underneath and stolen away.
By Shelton,
yeah.
She's a long athlete you got to like.
Imani Shelton.
Oh, my.
Shot on the way up and good by Bailey Page.
Holy moly.
And we've got a loose ball foul.
What
and
happened
then,
there?
I think no.
What happened?
She has an earring, something in her ear. She had it covered up by a Band-Aid.
She's really having.
She's got to take
like
it out.
Malfunctions. Boy, she's having wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah. Brosterhouse back in. So I'm confused about the shorts now. So she's got too long of hair, too long of shorts as well. two, one, three on the way. No, and at the end of three quarters of play, Weddington 49, Parkwood 22. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda. That's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You might be missing some of the benefits that stereo can provide.
One, two, three, four.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter with Matt Abrig.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook, score just in. Providence girls, 46, Sun Valley, 34.
A couple pretty good teams there, I believe. Haven't seen either one of them play, but I know the personnel pretty well. Story here again is Parkwood really having trouble putting the ball in the basket. Starnes only with four, but Collins heated up a little bit that quarter with 11 right now.
49-22 to start the fourth. Collins with the basketball up top between the circles. Delacalli sets a screen. She uses it up top. Frees up Starnes now with Bergman on her. High post to Bell for the first time. And yep. Brosterhaus and her go at it and tied up. Jump ball.
Yep. Brosterhaus said, give me that. Wow, she's right back out.
Eva Creech.
She's back right in. Back out. Bell, right? I mean, she just gets like a few seconds at a time, I feel like. Did she play a lot more in the game?
She played a lot more in the Sun Valley, the first Sun Valley game, yes. Destiny Bailey will check in on the next dead ball. High post to Paige from 15, missed everything. Turnover,
yeah.
Parkwood ball.
She got 22 points coming into this quarter. I mean, I figured that was going in.
Delacalli out, and Destiny Bailey, the junior guard, in for the first time tonight. 49-22 Weddington. Don't forget, the boys will be after this one. And that should be a good game. Get to see Player of the Week for 2 weeks in a row tonight, KJ Younger.
He's been something.
Starnes up top, dribble drive into the corner. Destiny along three, no good. Rebound by Creech. That's Eva Creech with it. Into the corner, tied up by Page. Gets it loose. Back to Starnes, up and under for Kale. No, but she's fouled. And Kale will go to the line to earn them. Most schools, 37 points, 17 rebounds would be career high, school records,
yep.
Not at Weddington.
Yeah.
Farfer, I believe, has got 22 rebounds is the record.
Yeah.
Parker from back in the day. And then Mr. Hamilton with 45 last season set the school record. Up and good for Starnes on that one.
That's her fifth point.
7 minutes to go here in the game, 49-23. Second one up and good.
And six. But, yeah, I mean, Younger's really been playing like a man on fire.
Long on the post. Shot no good. Rebound by Page. Little up and under. Glass no, and it's an offensive foul call.
Wow, he called it
on Bailey Page.
Oh, man. That's her four. Man.
Unruly fans here.
Yeah.
Unhappy with the call. Collins with it, hands off to Starnes.
I think that's
Kale, drive, hang, a little floater, no. Offensive foul on back-to-back calls.
Right.
Dare I say makeup call?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know that she was set, but.
No, I don't think.
I do think that Starnes is out of control a lot, but I don't know that she was set enough to make that. You know, that's kind of a. I didn't see that on the other end either, though. I don't think either one of them were offensive fouls.
What I saw from Paige was she got a little more aggressive when she was swinging.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it was an offensive foul. Up top to Bergman in the corner of the Brosterhaus. Cut through, stolen away by Delacalli. Delacalli's got it up front, and now she loses it to King. Caroline with it. Looking for help. Gets it over to Bergman. Ella with it across the timeline. Ella with it on that right wing. Into the corner, the Motto goes baseline. up and good. Nobody was there. There's no help defense at all.
No one's going to stop that tonight.
51-24 with 6 minutes to go in the contest. Collins drives, kick to Della Colli, up top to Fowler. Cut through, stolen away by Bergman, goes out of, they saved it.
I thought she went out.
Parkwood's got it, now that's stolen away by Page. Looks up over to King, Caroline, underneath Tomato, up and good.
Oh my gosh.
53-24. 5:35 to go in the contest. Weddington up, looking to go to 2-1. Collins kicking to the corner. Over to Bailey, back up top, into the back into the corner. Peyton a three, no good, rebound by Bergman. Gets it to Page, and Bailey will bring it up left to right. Across the timeline.
Nope.
Gross draws from 10 feet, no good. Rebound by Bailey with it over to Collins for Parkwood. Collins into the front court, top of the key, drive down the lane. The little floater is good.
Nice, that's a nice finish.
Under 5 minutes to go, 53-26.
Oh, you don't want to get into that. Oh.
Loose ball, foul is called. It'll be, I believe, on, is it Bailey or it's going to be on? It'll be on Brooke Fowler.
I don't think so, but he was looking at her, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think Coach Welch might have gotten himself one there if they called that one.
Kenley Davis back in, replaces Fowler. Motto will trigger it. On the block to Page, immediately spin, turn, shot, blast, good, man. She's got that.
What a night, yeah.
It's not going to sound good, but it's a violent turn into the defender.
She's got good
to free, free herself.
Good. Yeah.
55-26 with 4:42 to go. Collins with it up top. Guarded by Bergman, going to try to force her left. She does. Drive, hang, shot, no, but a foul is called. Foul's going to be on Motto.
And that's her third. The freshman duo about to check back in for the Lady Warriors.
Ask her how you say your last name.
Citrin, right? Citrin.
Citrin. Citrin. Just verified. Citrin. Citrin. Yes. Citrin and Clark back in.
Now, to my defense, I told you that. You just didn't believe me.
No, you're right. I didn't believe you. That's fair. I didn't believe you.
Yeah, reminds me of my wife.
Like when you say, I'm going to pick up the check for breakfast. I don't believe you, and you don't.
That's why I don't ever say
it. And good for Collins.
You've never heard those words out of my mouth, I'm pretty sure.
Timeout Parkwood, 4:29 to go, 55-28. We'll keep it right here and do some more ribbing. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week, Matt Aver, Ryan Cook.
Wow, so 24 for Bailey Page so far. Madison Motto with 19. So, I mean, really, and it's kind of what we talked about in the pregame. I mean, kind of anticipated that there's just no size out there. I mean, those aren't super big girls. I mean, those aren't like.
No, they're not six-footers.
They're not, neither one of them.
They're not true
post,
right? No, they're not like a true post center.
You know, I mean, they're decent size.
Or a rim protector, as now they call them.
Right, they're decent size. But, like, for instance, Imani Shelton, the freshman, or sophomore, for Weddington is quite a bit taller.
Longer as well, yeah.
But she's not offensively skilled the way that they are. But, I mean, you see what's happening, that even post the size of Motto
right.
and Page are just too much for Parkwood.
But let's look at Parkwood within the Rocky River.
Right. Like, I don't know. Like,
Piedmont has no depth as far as height-wise.
Right.
Cata, right. Monroe, they do have one girl that's about 6 foot two, but offensively, she's not a stud.
She's not
going to
hurt you a whole bunch, yeah.
And Forest Hills has lost a lot over the last couple years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And West Stanley I don't know enough about, but, you know, I mean, 4:29 to go here, 55-28. Shot up and good by Motto.
Motto again, 21, I believe. I think that's the fourth assist I got for Clark.
He wanted that information.
I got you.
High post. Collins on the high post, and she's called for steps. With 4:08 to go here, Weddington going to cruise their way to a 2-1 lead, a 2-1 record, up 57-28. Don't forget the boys will be after this one. And that's exciting. I'm excited to do that one.
Same.
Well, you've got some skin in the game, son.
Well, true.
Citrin, throws Strauss up top to Clark, high post. Motto has it stolen away. Delacalli's got it on a break, and it's tipped away and stolen back. Weddington with the basketball. Clark with it, right wing. Caroline, skip into the corner of the page. Bailey, pump fake, baseline, pull up, the little floater, no good. Rebound, her own shot, put back, no, but she's fouled. And Bailey Page will go to the line for two. You gonna help me out with her?
This is Angela.
Krista Dulius?
Yes.
Krista Dulius.
That's good. That's nice
All
work.
All right.
That is
Angela
nice work.
Krista Dulius will come in after Bailey Page makes this free throw, and she does. Don't forget, get that in there. Starnes back in for Parkwood along with Creech and Corliss. Oop. 58-28, 30-point lead with 3:35 to go. Page, the second one is good. 59-28, Starnes will bring it up for the Wolfpack, right to left. Up top, Creech, right wing, over to three on the way, no good. Rebound by Clark. Davis on that three, no good. Clark with a good rebound, she'll push across the timeline. Starnes on her. Page, drive, hang, shot, no, too strong. Rebound by Davis, they get it over to Collins. Peyton wants to push. Peyton, drive, nobody stops her. Shot to Creech, up and good.
Yeah, you got to do better than that, stopping ball. That's
Ashley
a nice pass.
Creech for two, right in the middle of the lane as well.
Yeah.
Near side to Citrine.
At risk of being reprimanded, Paige made the second free throw.
Yes.
Okay.
Three on the way.
And you see
Caroline
a sigh,
Clark.
Sigh of relief from Clark there, putting one in.
62-30. 2:40 to go here in the contest. Starnes with it across the timeline. Now to Collins. Peyton with it up top, crosses over to Citrine. Drives by Starnes down the lane, the floater, short, rebound by Page. Bailey looking for contact.
Yeah.
Into the corner. Pump fake by the freshman Citrine. Skip up top. Crossed over to Clark. A three is good.
I think she's found it now.
Confidence builder. Up 12-35, 65-30.
I think she's found it now.
Townsend in after the next dead ball. Loose ball stolen away. And fouled by Collins.
We got Collins with four fouls.
Can you explain to me across the way of the green machine? We've got green striped overalls.
So those are the fine young men that are the leaders of the student section this year.
Okay.
I know one of them is Avery Smith.
All right.
A longtime friend of mine's son.
Timeout, Weddington.
I'm not sure who the other one is, but it. Now, I will tell you this. I don't know if the other one was there, but Avery was out at the football game Friday night, which was cold.
Chilly. It was chilly.
In that exact outfit. No sleeves, no nothing like
right.
that. He's tougher than I am.
You were there, right?
Oh, yeah, but right. I was wearing.
Well, you're both tougher than me because I watched it on my computer.
I was wearing triple the layer of clothing right there than what he's wearing. So.
2:04 to go here in the contest. 65-30, Weddington leads.
Yeah, so Bailey Page, let's see. So. 18, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. I got her for 26 right now. Motto with 16, 19, 20, 21. 26 and 21 in the Weddington duo. Starnes for Parkwood with 6. And Collins now with 13. I believe.
Shelton in for the first time tonight, officially. She tried to earlier,
yeah.
Just wouldn't let her in.
Wardrobe malfunctions.
Left side, Krista Dulis. On the block, Shelton, up shot, no. Loose ball on the ground, Citrine's got it. Citrin, what is it?
Yeah, Citrin.
Citrin's got it.
Yeah, yep.
And a push by Creech. The Creech girls, outstanding volleyball players for Parkwood.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I had four, I thought. But.
It's 5 1/4.
Oh, five foul, right.
See, that's where this is where it's going to be.
I thought when they said five, I thought it was five on the girl.
No, that's last week in the Porter Ridge Union Academy game, that was the same thing. The refs needed to get used to it, too, because the scorebook would say they'd got five, and they'd think they would foul out.
Yeah.
So the rule is 5 1/4, now we're shooting 2.
Yep.
First one up and good for the freshman. Townsend in, Brosterhaus out with a minute 43 to go here at 66-30. Second one up, and a weird rotation by the lefty.
It is a little bit, and she's not a real consistent shooter, but she is a three-point shooter. I mean, she will be.
Kazara's up top with it, skipping to the corner. That's Delacalli, baseline, lost her dribble. Townsend trying to tie her up, and a foul was called.
Oh, man, you don't want a foul now.
So Weddington, after tonight, will travel to Asheville for a Friday-Saturday
Coaches versus Cancer
yes. tournament. Yes, on the block to Creech. No, but she's fouled.
That might be five on the freshman. Yeah, I believe that's five on her. Need to buzz that horn, son. I believe that's five. Isn't that five?
You got to...
No, he doesn't understand. He didn't, yeah.
Brosterhaus in for Miss Clark, who fouled out in her first varsity home game.
That's right.
With a minute 27 to go here. Up and good for Creech. 67-31. Or there we go. On the block to Brosterhaus. Shot, glass, good. 69-31.
Really just having their way with him inside, aren't they?
They hit 40, it's a running clock, and I know it's not much time left in the game either way, but still.
Yeah.
Left side, Delacalli into the corner to Creech. A three, got it.
That should stop that talk.
Eva Creech told me to shut up.
Yep, she said, ain't happening, Abrig.
Under a minute to go. Right side to Townsend. Townsend with it. On the block. They get it to Shelton. Turn the little floater. No good. Gets her own rebound, and she's fouled.
Yep. She's going to be a good one, I think.
Amani, I remember just as early as I get here, I see most all the girls' JV game. And
I remember.
She caught my eye last year.
I remember you saying that.
So they don't even want to see six up there. They're up and good for Miss
Shelton.
Oh,
I got you.
They want five. That's it.
Yeah.
Like on the scoreboard now with this new rule.
You know, I kind of never liked that rule. Like, I kind of want to keep putting them up there. It's like saves them from, like, you know.
Well,
what
then
I mean?
the coach goes, "Do you see the foul
right,
difference?"
Exactly.
Second one is good.
And it should be holding them accountable. You know.
I agree with you. Referees don't like that.
No.
Especially not these two. Three on the way. Shot no good. Rebound by Townsend. 32 seconds to go in the contest.
Oh.
Out of bounds, turnover, Parkwood basketball. 71-34. Yeah. 20 seconds to go. Up top to Delacalli. Left side over to Bailey. On the block to Davis. Stolen away by Brosterhaus. Looking up, Shelton on a break. Up and no good. Rebound by Parkwood. Taken away by Shelton. Up and good in the foul.
Wow, that was nice. Well, she's come in and grabbed a couple rebounds and now has 4 points looking for five.
That's all you get. That's just confidence builder right there, all of it.
Yeah.
For all these girls that are, you know, may not see time later in the year.
Oh, she's got her hair down now. Isn't that a violation?
She does. That is a violation. And where is he?
What's going on with
that? Up and good, and he may do it. Running clock now with 4, 3, 2, 1, no. 74-34, Weddington wins. We'll take a break, come back with the boys after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.